You may be seated. Turn to James epistle, right behind Hebrews, chapter 1. I want you to write a few words down, how the spirit world work in hearing the word is one of the ways the spirit world work, hearing the word. You got to make sure you hear the word, and you got to hear it properly, and you got to hear it, got to be put out properly, hearing the word. And secondly, you have to receive it, know how to receive the word. Okay, hearing, receiving, and then in hearing and receiving properly, then you can apply it, you can do it, do the word. The word is to be done. You have to do it, do the word. You don't just hear it, you have to receive it, do it, and then you have to keep looking in the mirror. Now, we're going to talk about a natural mirror, which we all should have looked in this morning, and you made adjustment. Yeah, you made adjustment when you saw what you saw in the mirror this morning when you first got up. How many of y'all made adjustment? How many of y'all had to put something else on? All right. See, and so it's so serious to understand there is a physical, natural mirror to tell you how your outside look. Now, there is a spiritual, supernatural mirror, which is the word of God, tell you how your inside look. The natural mirror, James 1, the natural mirror tell you how to fit into society decently. The supernatural mirror, which is God's word, which is what I said? See, it is a mirror. It is a mirror. You remember when, David went to Jesse's house? Samuel went to Jesse's house to pick out a king. And he was looking at them boys, how good they look. The Lord said, they're not the one. And then this statement is made, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Right? See, that give us an example of how this mirror work we're about to look at. It's a supernatural mirror. I don't want you to miss it. And you can find out how to make proper adjustment in the spirit. See your body attack, your finances attack, your family attack. In that mirror, it will show you the attacker. Right. Yes, sir. And it will show you how to deal with the attacker. The first way to deal with the attacker, when we hear it, the first way to deal with an attacker is deal with yourself. And you'll see what to do and how to handle it. So in James 1, we're going to look at one or two opening here to get it lined up, but we're looking in the mirror. Yes, sir. And a lot of adjustments going to be made, you know. The Holy Spirit will help us. Yes, I'm going to read from the NIV Bible, and I'm going to start at the 19th verse because it sounds so good in the first chapter. I'm going to the 25th verse, but I want to read at the 19th verse because it says something that some other pictures I want you to see in the mirror is that we are the bride of Christ. We are brothers and sisters. Yes, sir. I don't know, some kind of way we got away from that. We are brothers and sisters. We have the same father.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yes, sir. So when one of us hurt, everybody hurt. Right. One of us happy, everybody happy. Right. Yes, amen?
Amen?
And I notice here in the 19th verse, there's a caption here saying listening and doing. The 19th verse says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. 20th verse says, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Verse 21 says, therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Now, saving you is not just saving you from hell. It can save your life, you know, for the walk and live right. Verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Yes, sir. Amen. Come on. Don't just listen to it. Do what it says. See, because it can't work if you don't do it. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how much you praise him. But you got to do this word. Tell somebody you got to do it. You got to do it. Tell them you got to do it. See, it cannot become effective. It's like you're hungry and your wife have set a meal on the table and you screaming talking about you're hungry. You know, and I'm looking at you. I'm hungry. And the steam coming from the food and you saying, I'm hungry. And you raising Cain because you're hungry. You got to eat, man. The word works, but you have to work it. What I said? Who has to work it? All right. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So he says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looked at his face in a mirror. That's why I'm reading this NIV. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forget what he looked at. What you here for? You're not here to pay your duties. You're here to hear from God so God can give you some instruction so you can do them. You heard that? You here to hear from God. God will give you direction out of his word today. You're going to look. You. Every time you open that Bible, you're looking in the mirror. And notice verse 25. But whosoever looks intently into the perfect law. See, the mirror of change now. It's not a natural mirror. It's going to talking about spiritual things now. In the 25th verse. But whosoever look intently into the perfect law that give freedom, what? But whosoever look intently in the perfect law that gives freedom, what? Freedom from what? Freedom from what? Freedom from what? I'm going to say a word that's going to give you the answer. You ready for it? Freedom from what? This word, what I'm about to say, going to break every category.
Yes, sir.
What you'll be free from.
Yes, sir.
Once you hear the word and be a doer of the word and continue to look into the mirror, which is the Bible, freedom from what? Watch what I say now. Supernatural. You didn't get it. See, it's supernatural freedom. It's a freedom that has no impossibility. The word of God gives you a freedom that has what? No impossibility. Come on now. Oh, man, I got to do something. Get up and give somebody a high five on that. I got to do something to make you remember that. You got to remember that. You see the word of God. If I hear it, receive it, and do it, the word, it has no impossibility. Come on, clap. See, that's our advantage as Christians, you see. I'm a ponder this word because I want you to understand the divine provision and the divine effect that the Bible will have if you handle it properly.
Yes,
see, you got to hear it, receive it, do it, look into it again.
Yes,
hear it, receive it, do it, look into it again. What you doing then? You're enforcing it. Let me look at this again. Let me look at this scripture again. This scripture had already delivered me from that situation, but let me look at it one more time. And see, you're reinforcing when you look at it again. But there's nothing impossible to a Christian. There's nothing you can't stop, and there's nothing good you can't start. But we got to give this mirror its place. If you look in this mirror and you see something you don't like, the mirror has the ability to change it. Now, the other mirror can't do that, but this mirror here has the ability to change what you see you don't like. The mirror changes. All right? Go ahead and sit down. Sit down. Now, King James said, you're looking to pray for law of liberty and see what manner of man you are, and straightway go and forget who you really are. All right? First of all, you are a triumphant winner in every occasion. Every such way. I don't care what you're going through now, baby. Listen, you still a triumphant winner. You just got to keep receiving. You got to keep hearing, receiving, doing, and looking. No matter what you're going through, you still a winner. Your body can't declare you a loser. Your body don't have the last word. Your pocketbook don't have the last word. Got that? Now, anything you upset about this morning, anything that negative trying to uphold its rights in your life this morning, you know it don't have the power to do that. Look in the mirror. What the mirror say? Do what you see in the mirror. What can readjust this sickness, this disease, this lack, this attack on my life? Look in the mirror. There's a prescription in the mirror. You're going to run up on three things in the mirror. Actually, eight things. When you look in the Word of God, there's three things there that you want to be aware of. The Word itself, the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and the glory. All three is in it. The Word, the Spirit, and the glory. Now, the glory is maximizing in the Spirit. The glory is actually the presence of God. The glory is actually all that God can do, all that God has, all that God is, I receive, all that God is. That's a $500 check and a $1,200 check. Yeah, that's $1,700. The Word, what I said?
The Word.
And the Spirit, they are always in harmony. Yes, sir. You need both to function. Yep. Uh-huh. The Word and the Spirit, they're both in the Word. But then there's something else in the Word. God has placed His glory, His person, His presence, His power, His provision, His protection is in the glory that is in the Word. So when you look into the mirror of the Word properly, you're going to find those three. All right, that's three. You say, what are the other five at? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost impregnate the Word. Got it? The Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, it says this way. the Holy Spirit, the truth that is in the Word. That's true. See, when you're looking in the mirror, you can't get lost. When you look in the mirror, you're not lost for words. You're not lost. You remember what Jesus said? Look at it. Let's look at it. Look at what, because we get too familiar with too powerful scriptures and they lose their power. We're going on looking for another scripture, but this scripture here has so much in it, you don't even need no other scripture.
Right. Yes,
John chapter 14, verse 6.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And while you're looking, John 8, 32, those two scriptures, you find this in the mirror. You find in John 14, 6, you find four things.
Yes, sir.
Four things. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's three, right?
Yes, sir.
Fourth thing is, no man
coming
to the Father but by me.
Yes, sir.
Now, we ain't talking about dying, going to heaven here.
Right.
Life situation, in every life situation, look at me. I don't know what you're dealing with today because I want the Spirit of God to minister to you. You're dealing with a life situation, something nobody else knows about. You're dealing with something. There's a way.
Right.
Let me give you another profound scripture to go with that. It's in the Old Testament. Because this is where we mess up at. Without looking in the mirror, it says there's a way that seemeth right to a man. But the end, say it more than one time, the end thereof is death.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's the way Satan wants you to take.
Right.
Satan wants you to take a worldly suggestion or try to work out things psychologically when it only can be worked out spiritually.
Right.
That's why Jesus says, I am the way.
Right.
Now, when Jesus say, I am the way, Jesus is saying, I am the word you need.
Right. Glory to God.
You heard that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You cannot handle life problem by feeling.
Right.
You got to handle it by what?
Faith.
Talk up, Jay.
Faith
works by the word. You see what I'm saying? Life situation got to be handled by faith. So Jesus said, I am the way. I am the word you need. Trust me. Act, do it.
Yes, sir.
Do it till it manifests. Don't put me on a calendar. Don't put me on a clock. I'm not a January God, a March God. I'm God every day. When I delay doing something for you, there's something you don't see that I got to get out the way before I can let you go there. You see one snake, I see nine. Let me handle this thing for you. I know what I'm doing. So that's why I told you without faith it's impossible to please me. You got to have faith to work with me because I'm not going to work according to your calendar. I'm not going to work according to your feeling. I'm not going to work according to what you've seen with your physical eye. I'm working on another dimension. You're going to have faith. I'm doing it right now. What you asked me to do, I'm doing it for you right now. But I have to do it my way because my way is the safe way. So every prayer have been prayed in you is being answered right now. It don't look like it. It don't feel like it. But it's in the making right now by the power of God. If you need healing in your body, it's in the making right now. Do not panic. When Jesus said, I'm the way, he is the way. and got stuck there. Let's go on. He says, John 14.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm the truth. I didn't lie to you. When you see something in my word, I didn't lie to you. I don't care what you're going through. Listen, I did not lie to you. If I told you that, I'm going to bring it to pass. Don't you get upset with me. I'm doing it all the time. But I'm doing more than you need. Listen to me. You hear me over there? I'm doing more than you asked me for. I'm God. I just can't do what you asked me for. When you ask me for something, I do all to associate with it. So those three things you won't see in the word. Every time you look in the word, you won't see those three things. You won't see the way, the truth, and the life, and your interest to the Father, access to the Father. Well, write it down. See, because this is going to make the word more real to you. Every time you read the scripture to back up something you need from God, you must see the way. He's going to show you the way. The Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit is there. The truth about it.
Yes, sir.
And you must see the life. This divine substance. This divine life that the word give you. See, John 6:63 said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. All right? You must see those three things. And you know John 8:32, I had you turn there because it said, you shall what? Some of y'all don't even know that verse. John 8:32, don't have no idea what I'm talking about. Open your Bible. John 8:32, I think it's 8:32. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? Make you free from what? I can't hear you. Why are you saying you're not free then? Because you got a little knot on your leg or something. Huh? Huh? Why you say you're free? Why you not saying you're free? Because you got three bills not paid. What difference that make? Huh? You still free? He said, the truth will make you free. The truth is, I'll never let you down. Turn to Isaiah 55:11. They keep coming up. Isaiah 55:11. Just keep coming up in my spirit. And we need to read this. We need to read this because we need to know the power of this word. This word cannot be stopped by no force. The only reason the word is being stopped in a lot of our lives is because we're not seeing the way, the truth, and the life. And we're not placing everything in the Father's hand. See, we say, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The word supposed to, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Bring you to the Father. My boys and my daughter, when they were coming up and things get wrong and they come sit on my knee, it's over. Anything I tell them. Yes, sir. Yeah, daddy. All right. They don't worry no more. They're with daddy.
Yes, sir.
The word bring you to your daddy. Yes,
sir.
You heard that?
Yes.
Where the word bring you?
Yes.
Now, in case you want to argue with this message, tell me what your daddy can't do. If I just can get to my daddy. Tell me what he can't do. Somebody, come on, somebody give me an argument. I want somebody to argue with me. Just stand up and tell me what daddy can't do. Come on. I'm taking it on. Anybody. You probably got something deep. Come on, tell me what he can't do. And y'all, the Lord have mercy on me. Why in the hell are you worried about what you're going through? you will find out there's nothing your daddy can do. And here John 14, 16 give you a complete route,
yes,
an expressway to your father all the time. And John 8:32 tell you you're going to your freedom. Look at Isaiah 55:11. It wasn't even on the script, but let's do it. Because this word that you're looking into, this mirror, this mirror always accomplishes its mission. Because I don't know if you miss me now. The natural mirror can't do nothing for you. You got to do it for yourself. But the supernatural mirror will do something for you. Because almost anything you see in the natural mirror, physically wise, you can do something with it. But sometimes you see things in the supernatural mirror that you can't do it. You got to let him do it. But notice the word, so shall my word be that goes forth. Now, remember the word is the mirror.
Right. Right.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
It shall not what?
Return.
What that mean?
Empty.
What that mean, though? You do what it says to do. You want a good one? To help you? I will not go back on my word. I cannot turn my back on what I told you I'll do for you. If any back turning going to be, it's going to be you. But I'm not turning my back. If you stick with that word, I'm going to make it happen for you. You remember those five weights? I think it's four or five weights I told take off your faith. See, if you come to church, you even know what I'm talking about. When, how, where, who, what. You got to take those five weights off your faith. God don't work like that. He don't work about when, how, who, what. But God just works. Just know it's going to happen. We're looking in the mirror. We're looking in the supernatural mirror. There's so much here. Let me give you a few notes here. In our faith mixer, you find that faith mixer in Hebrews 4:2. It did not profit them because they didn't mix it with faith. In our faith mixer, when we look in the mirror, we want to put the word, the spirit, and the glory together. Now, here's something happened, and I'm not belittling nothing, but you have to hear this because when you look in the mirror, you're going beyond any other type of relationship. Any other type of view of your life, when you look in the mirror of God's word, you're beyond all that. Now listen, because I'm about to tell you something. I must warn you in this teaching, intellectual superiority, self-confidence, and self-sufficiency will begin to crumble. See, those three got to crumble because they're the one blocking you out. You got to use them for something else. Those three. Listen to me. I'm warning you in teaching this intellectual superiority. Because I've seen the mirror put that out. Self-confidence. And self-sufficiency will crumble. You know what crumble means, right? Huh? Those three. Give them back to me. All right, intellectual superiority. We're not, when you're looking in the word, you're not looking in the intellect. The intellect now loses its power. You know what got you in that trouble, right? The intellect. Intellectual superiority will get you in trouble in the spirit realm, in this world. Somewhere, sometime it's not going to work. What is it? Self-confident. You can't go up in the word, look in the mirror of the word, build up with self-confidence.
Right. Yes,
The word is beyond self-confident. Self-sufficiency. That's why it's time where herb, no medicine can do you no good. You need the Lord. Self-confident. So they're all going to crumble. Now see, some people can't turn these three loose long enough to look in the word like a little child. Like a little child. Everybody say like a little child. You're never going to see what's in the supernatural mirror unless you go to the mirror like a little child. You understand what I'm saying? See, you can't go in that mirror knowing all this. The mirror will give you your examination report. Or the mirror will give you supernatural lab instruction. It tests your blood. Tests your blood pressure. In the spirit. How much blood pressure you got on this? See, for another thing you're going to find in the mirror is the blood of Jesus. How much blood pressure you have on this situation. How much blood you have replied. How much you have called on my blood. How much you have stood on my blood in faith. What I already have done for you. Didn't I tell you I redeemed you from the curse of the law? That's blood. Didn't I tell you you bought with a price? Therefore, you're to glorify me in your body and your spirit. Didn't I tell you you're not your own? Didn't I tell you your body is the habitation of my spirit? There are times, my brothers and sisters, this might not sound so good, but I hear the Holy Ghost. There are times in the spirit realm you got to have high blood pressure. You understand what I'm saying? How many understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about in the natural. Nobody want no high blood pressure. But in the spirit realm, you got to have high blood pressure. The blood of Jesus got to be high in your life. Put blood pressure on an enemy. He tried to put blood pressure on you. Put blood pressure on him. The Spirit of God said, the enemy been messing with you long enough. It's time for you to be a hearer of the word, receive this word, do this word, and keep looking at the word. Don't look at your situation. Look at what he said in the word. The word say I'm healed, but he's wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, chastised my peace on him, and with his stripe I'm healed. Look at that. That scripture suffer from high blood pressure. Yes. Come on, Apostle. Are you hearing me? You with me? Tell somebody you got to keep looking in the mirror. Never stop looking in the mirror. When you do, you got to be a hearer. You got to be a receiver. You got to be a doer. And you got to be a looker. You got to be able to address everything you're dealing with with what God said. Oh, write that down. Write that down. Address everything you're dealing with the word what God said. What God's word said. That's what I'm going with. I'm not going with this feeling. I'm not going with what I see in the natural. I'm not going with what I see in the natural mirror. I'm going looking in another mirror. I'm going to sit down in this chair. I'm going to open my Bible. And I'm going to look and see what God said about this. And I'm going with what God said about it. I'm not going with that natural mirror. Think about his eye red. If I go by what the natural mirror is saying, I'm in trouble. But you know, I look more in the other mirror than I look in the natural mirror. And you know what the natural mirror, the supernatural mirror called a natural mirror? You're a liar. You listening? Boy, it's going to help you. Many times in the natural mirror, you find a liar. In the supernatural mirror, you find the Messiah. What the Messiah said. Not what the liar saying. What is the Messiah saying? Sit down. Let me give you a few more. Sit down. How many getting this? How many with me? How many of y'all know, and you don't have to, don't try to appease me, but how many of y'all know your life better off right now? Just these few minutes. Do you know when you fully understand I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh but the Father but by me, and you know it's not talking about going to heaven, you know it's about every situation you're dealing with. Do you know what mercy, grace, and promises mean? From God? If you mess up and can't find your way, God give you mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Say it. Thank you. I need mercy, me. Say it. But thank God I have his mercy. Jesus brought me the mercy. I'm not perfect, but I have mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Are you listening to me? All right, let me get another scripture. Because I'm going to have to close in a few minutes. Thank you for closing right now. Let me get you. Thank you for your mercy. I've taught you so much this morning. You better get up out of here. All this stuff I've taught you. Man, you better off than when you come in here. Every time you read a scripture, you see the way, the truth, the life. You're set in your Father's lap. Second Corinthians, chapter 3. You got a shout and glow on? Verse 17 and 18. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. You know what the Holy Ghost told me to tell you now? Huh? You want me to tell you what the Holy Ghost told me to tell you now? You thought you had a problem until you arrive at Word of Life Christian Center. You thought you had a problem. God have dealt with that thing this morning. You know who you are. You know who I am. You know you and I can handle it. You're not off the trail because you had a challenge. Sometimes it means you're on the trail. You're not dealing with nothing I can't solve. Write that down. I'm not dealing with nothing my Father can't solve. I'm not dealing with nothing Jesus cannot solve. I'm not dealing with nothing that the Holy Ghost cannot solve. I'm not dealing with nothing that the Word of God cannot solve. So shut your mouth. Get your hand off of my body. Get your hand off of my life. Get your hand off of my mind, because I got a God can handle anything. Edwin, are you listening at me? Edwin, are you listening at me? She had a hole in her heart dancing around. We located it and told her stop. She told the doctor, I want another check. Couldn't find it. Many years ago. Oh, God's still at work. People just not seeing what God's doing. They're too busy looking at what the enemy doing. We serve a supernatural God. A woman wouldn't have her wife, it wouldn't be for God. Wouldn't have her husband, it wouldn't be for God. But she knew God. She sat side the bed, talked to God. The medical people pumping and trying to get him back to life again. God rolled him back up. You can't forget that, man. We can't forget that, Calhoun. We can't forget that. We saw it. I'm a living witness. All the light was going out. But God turned another light on. You don't tell me connection not important either. You know I told God I need him, right? Don't tell me connection not important. Don't tell me covering not important. Don't tell me I received. Don't tell me. You have a, I'm just going to say it. You have a clean, wholesome man of God speaking on your behalf. That means something. And people in this church live long. Every now and then he's speaking, but people live long in this church, long life. And they're up walking and talking. They're in their right mind. And why to do that? who that young lady is right there? That's your daughter. Who that is right there? I'm pointing at you. Who that is right there? That's your that young lady right there. The lady sitting inside you, know, over there. Over there. Yeah, that's your daughter, isn't it? Stand up, girl. Pass on the roll. You got to stand up with it. There you go. There you go. There you go. I don't know why you, baby. Lord, just tell her stand up. I'm on the roll. And you did it willingly, so God has a special blessing for you. Look for it, girl. God about to do something for you. Somebody say thank you. Say it again. Thank God for your answer. Yeah, you know what you need answer. Say, thank you, Lord. I receive it right now. Give him praise for it. Act like you already have. Act like you already have. Whatever you're believing for, act like you already have it. For you do have. The mirror say you have. If God is for you, who can be against you? All things work together for good for them that love God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoints my head with oil. My cup, come on, let it run. My cup, run it over. I don't care how it look. Everything you're going through that is not agreeing with the abundant life right now, you listening? You watch, everything you're going through that is not in agreement with the abundant life and eternal life is a temporary delay. All things work together for good for them that love God and they call according to his purpose. So everything you're dealing with is going to turn out for your good. Keep looking in the mirror. Tell three people that. Keep looking in the mirror. Woo. Keep looking in God's word. Keep looking at what God said about it. Got it? Keep looking in the word. Stop just looking in the natural mirror. Look in the supernatural mirror and don't look in the supernatural mirror naturally. Because you can turn the supernatural mirror to you as a natural mirror. You're not reading fiction. You're not reading history. You're not reading psychology. You're not reading science when you look into that mirror. Go ahead, I know you want to dance a little bit. Go ahead and dance. Go ahead and dance. You must be wanting to dance by now. Come on, Jay, you got to move them feet, boy. You can't be doing it. You gotta move them, Jay. You gotta move them, man. You can't. I know you want to dance a little bit. Go ahead and dance. Go ahead and dance. Go ahead. Dance about it. Now let's read these scriptures. I'm gonna send you home with these scriptures. Probably unexplained because I'm gonna deal with them more on next Sunday. We're gonna deal with the same subject. Looking in the mirror, I want to add the word, keep looking in the mirror. Now, you better understand what the mirror is. I know some of y'all had some idea, but I think God has pulled some things out because I heard some things while I'm up here I didn't know. You know, the Holy Spirit said something I didn't know about this mirror. Okay? All right. Now, these verses, I think, will show you aspects of the mirror that you need to know. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse, let's begin at verse 15, because the mirror take the veil off. Yeah, you see the veil. The enemy keep trying to put a veil back on us. But see, Jesus on the, it cut that curtain in two. We don't have no veil. We need to see. We see now. You follow what I'm saying? And he'll try to put the veil back on. And what he have done, Chantel, what he have done, the enemy, because of improper teaching in the church, came back and put a veil over the mirror. And so people trying, they're serving God and they're loving God, but they're trying to get it done some other kind of way. You see what I'm saying? The enemy trying to put a veil on us that when we got a problem, we just praying and asking God as if nothing happened. No, we know. See, faith end up in knowing. This is the confidence that I have in him. 1 John 5:14. If I ask anything according to the will, he hear me. And if I know he hear me, I know that I have the petition I desire of him. See the mirror turn you from a believer to a knower. What I said? God, you didn't answer me. I'm looking right at you. The mirror, let me say it again so you can say it after me. The mirror turn you from a believer to a knower. Say it. That is. She said it. Because I'm trying to get everybody to get it. You believe what you say more than anybody. And so that's what confession and decrees and acclamation is about. You saying stuff. So when I ask you to repeat something, repeat it because I'm trying to put something in you. If you leave here with a problem, you got a problem. You understand what I'm saying? You got a problem believing what God said. Never talk about nothing more than you talk about God. Never talk more about what you're dealing with than talking about the answer. Do not rehearse the curse. Reverse the curse by looking in the mirror. Looking in the mirror. Of God's word has set me free. Isn't that good? All right. Yeah, let me read it. I'll start at verse 15, 2 Corinthians 3:15. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. See, what the Lord is doing today is taking the veil away. Why, Lord? Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. Now look what the next verse says. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But we all, let me meditate it some next week and I'll bring it back. But we all, with open faith, beholding as in a mirror. That glass means mirror. In a mirror, the glory, the present, the essence, the character, of the Lord. Wait a minute. When we're looking in this mirror, changes are taking place. Come on, put your hand up here. Changes are, every time I look in this mirror, changes are taking, what kind of changes? Well, a change. We are made in his image and his likeness, but sometimes we forget about it. But when you look into that mirror, you remind yourself, I'm made in his image. I'm made in his likeness. As he is, so are we in this world, in this life. This word changed the image. This word changed you back to who you are. When this word, see, the word not going to change the situation for us. The word can't solve the problem for us. The word got to solve the problem. You forgot who you are. Once you come back to the recognition of who I really am, I'm made in his image, his likeness. I don't have to take no mess. I have no impossibility in my life. When the word show you that, you come back to the problem. See, we in the word trying to deal with the problem. The problem, not the problem. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy can't do you no harm. So the power of the enemy can't be the problem. So when I go to the word, Audrey, I'm going to see who I am again. I'm going back to the recognition of my power and the anointing and what God have given to me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. I'm going back to my newness. So it's not, Lord, help me with this. Lord, help me see who I am. God Almighty. You got it? See when you're searching the word, you're not searching the other solution. You just want to go back to the original plan. I got to close, y'all. See, when you're reading the word, you're not looking for no answer. You're looking for who you are. Once you find, come on here. Once you find out who you are, the answer is in you. I'm in his image. I was creating his image and his likeness. And somewhere in the traffic, I started looking like everybody else. But when I go back to the word, he reminds me who I am. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You're not really looking for a solution. You're looking for a person. Boy, that's revelation there. That boy, if y'all get this. Now, I got to close. I got 2 minutes. But you're not, when you go to the word, you're not looking for an answer. You the answer. Your connection. You want to reconnect. See, you a branch of the vine. Whatever the vine can do, you can do it. Lord, help me to see me. Help me to see who I am in you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see it? When you go to the word, I got to close, children. When you go to the word, you're looking for one thing, your identity. My identity with God, my identity with Christ. Once you find your identity, you become Jesus. Because you'll let him flow through you fully then. He's Jesus like that. Jesus said, all right, I'll take it. Once you identify with him, right, he said, let's go do it now. Boy, you listen. I see you listening. That's good. Listen, man, pay attention. I know what I'm talking about. Pay attention. So now you don't have to look for all those solutions. You got a common denominator. I know who I am. Come sing that. Y'all sing that. So we need to know. We need to know. So when you're searching the scripture, the only thing you're looking for is yourself. See, the Bible said we were created in his image. I'm going to deal more with that next week. We were created. Man, look. Look, read the Bible. Look at that voice. Verse 18, but we all with open face, see, you got to be open. Beholding as in a mirror or in a glass the glory of the Lord. There's nothing the glory of the Lord can't handle. So when you open the scripture, you're looking for the glory. You're looking for his presence. Are chained into the same image. From what? Who doing this? Read the last part of the voice. Read the last part of the voice. When you look in the mirror properly, you're going to find the Spirit of the Lord. And the Spirit of the Lord is your image and your likeness. So the Spirit of the Lord, by revelation and by your faith, turn you back in who you're supposed to be. When you're fully turned back into who you're supposed to be, you're no longer sick. Because you're Christ. In him, I live. I move. And I have my being. I'm an offspring of God. I'm not a regular person. Come on, children. I'm in a family. We need to sing a little bit.